What two things do women want most in the whole world? That's right, they want big boobs and they want to be able to eat biscuits. Mm. Now, these, we heard about these a while ago, and when we heard about them, we had to get some. They are the greatest invention of all time. They're from Japan, and they're called F-cup cookies. And this is where we find out if they actually work and if they do make girls' boobs grow a bit bigger.
Do you think they're a better invention than electricity?
Gosh, yeah.
All right, okay.
We've got a volunteer. I've got the F-cup cookies right here. You haven't replaced these with custard creams or something, have you, Laura?
Why would I want to eat them? I look like Dolly Parton.
Right, we've got a volunteer. We'll talk to her in a minute. Now, we were talking about these ages ago on the show, months ago, and it took us quite a while to track them down and to get us some. And this is when we called Japan to try and get hold of the F-cup cookies. Mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy.
I'd like to buy some F-cup cookies.
I'm sorry?
F-cup cookies.
F-cup cookie?
Yeah.
So you want to take out some cookie?
Yeah, F-cup cookies.
What is F-cup cookie? I'm sorry, we don't know F-cup cookie.
You've never heard of them?
Like a cookie?
They're cookies, but you know, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
They make their breasts grow bigger.
Ladies?
Ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Makes their boobies bigger. Uh-huh. You eat the cookie, boobies uh-huh. bigger.
So big cookie.
Big boobies.
Big booby cookie.
Big booby cookie, yes.
Just one, please.
Thank you.
You're calm.
It's not going to ask for big booby cookies, is it?
I thought they were popular in Japan.
Hello.
Hello.
This room service.
Hello.
I'm sorry, we don't know how about your cookie, so we have connecting some takeout corner.
Oh, okay.
Can I transfer to takeout corner?
Yes, please.
Some restaurant.
Thank you.
So please hold this phone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm looking for F-cup cookies.
Oh, we have you, we prepare with cookies and size of S, M, L.
What happens is they're for ladies,
mm-hmm.
and the ladies eat the cookies, and their breasts grow bigger, and big boobies.
Boobies? Sorry, I don't,
okay.
We don't,
You don't sell them, no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you very much for your help.
Sorry, Mr. Sam.
Thank you.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Rubbish. Couldn't find them anywhere, could we?
No.
Couldn't find them.
Big booby cookie.
Not even takeout corner had them.
I'm sorry, we don't know how about your cookie, so we have connecting some takeout corner.
No, nothing.
Moshi moshi.
Right. Now, one of our Japanese listeners, hello to you.
Moshi moshi.
Sent some in, and they're here now. How many Japanese listeners do you think we got in Japan?
Loads.
Probably just the one, I think. And his name, is it a he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Yoki Aoki. So,
moshi moshi.
To you, Yoki Aoki. And thank you very much for sending in the F-cup cookies. In a minute, we're going to meet our volunteer. She wants big boobies. She loves eating biscuits. And we will play Big Booby Cookies next.
Moshi moshi.
That's right, welcome to Big Booby Cookie on Radio 1. It's going to be good, this, tell ya. Can I just point out as
Are you the host?
Looks that way. Can I just point out this is an actual kind of proper scientific experiment, okay? Now, our volunteer is a nice lady called Fran. Hi, Fran.
Hello.
Now, she's a friend of Sarah, who works in our office, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
And for some reason, you've decided that you would like to eat some biscuits and to get bigger boobs.
Yes, for some reason, some silly reason.
Do you want bigger boobs, though?
Of course I do.
See, that's what girls want.
Yeah.
And they want to eat biscuits. Now, I know this is...
You just tried to look around your monitor for a quick look, then.
I did.
Did you? I saw you.
I did do that, yeah.
But you're welcome. Have a look.
Oh, you look all right.
They could be bigger.
Okay, what, if you don't mind me asking, what size are they at the moment?
Well, they're at 32C.
32C, okay. Yes. Well, we're going to check that out properly, because we've got a nice lady here who's going to measure you in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Now, we're here to measure... We have Catherine, who works in an underwear shop, don't you?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hello.
Now, how do you do this, then? How do you actually measure them? I'm just yep. I've never tried it myself, and I'd just like to know, Catherine, that's all.
Well, you actually measure around the back first.
Right.
And we don't actually, in our shop, we don't measure on the chest.
Right.
But I can guess.
Oh, okay.
I definitely not a C.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
break it to her gently.
Yeah.
This is all very good news. Very good news. Brilliant.
You're probably 32 around the back.
Right.
But yeah, I good. Would put you...
And you can tell that just by looking at them.
Yeah. But I can measure you. Lift your arms up.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
so
you're definitely a 32.
Right. And you know yeah. that just by just seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so...
I don't know where to look at the moment.
Now... Before we do this, Frank, can I ask you, why do you want to go through with this? Apart from, I mean, I know you want bigger ones, but, like, really?
Well, I read the ingredients of the cookies, and the content of chocolate won me over.
Okay, right. Now, you have signed the important waiver, have you?
Of course, yes.
Right, I have it here.
Yeah.
It is actually a full-on three-page document. It's more than had to be filled in before you did that horse riding thing.
Now, you have spoken to a doctor.
I have, yeah, my doctor.
Right, and what did they say? It's all fine.
She said she was very, very supportive.
Was she?
Yeah. We went on the website, we looked at a picture.
Yeah.
And she said, fabulous, she's got great breasts.
Excellent,
go
okay.
and get some.
Your doctor said, fabulous, she's got great breasts, let's go go yeah. and get some.
Yeah, fully supportive.
You and your doctor sat and looked at websites of breasts?
Yeah. Well, it was a first for me, I must say. I've never Googled on in the doctor's surgery. It was fun.
You need to give me the name of your doctor after we go off air, I think. Anyway.
I'll just take the name of the website.
Right, okay, Catherine.
Hello.
Are you ready with the tape measure, love?
I am.
Okay, right. If you could officially measure Fran, please, who's about to taste one of the first F Cup cookies.
Okay.
Okay.
But you're measuring up the 32 around the back. You're telling me you're a 32C.
Yeah.
But you're 32 double D.
Is that good?
So before even taking cookies, you've...
Wow.
You're a double D.
Oh, that is very exciting.
It's made your day, isn't it, Fran?
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
Do you need another look to check as well now?
So they're double Ds, are they?
These what, are 30, double Ds.
30 what?
32 double D.
32 double D.
Yeah.
Chappers.
Yeah.
Don't listen, okay? Don't listen for a second. Is that good?
Yes.
Right. Is that a double D?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Is
that
right. a double D?
It is.
Can you measure again just to make sure, please?
It's massive.
No, we won't. Honestly, we won't look.
You don't believe me.
Chappers, turn away. We won't look.
Okay.
Everybody that's looking at the webcam at the moment, stop what you're doing right now. Do not look.
I cannot believe that an executive producer member of management has just come down to look through the window. Reese, you are a disgrace.
You curve. I knew it. Oh, he came down to see Annie Nightingale, apparently.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Right, so they're definitely, what, 32 double D?
32 double D.
Okay. Right, let's open the cookies and let's give one to Fran right now.
Brilliant, fabulous. Right.
Okay, these are from Japan.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Yeah. Don't leave them hanging around.
Oh, like a bar.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Hang on, nearly there. Alright, okay.
Alright.
What do they taste like?
What are they like?
Catherine?
No chocolate in this, I'd like to say.
Oh. Can I ask, do you measure lots of... boobs?
Yeah, about 30 women a day.
Right, which shop is that?
La Senza on Old Broad Street.
Oh, all right.
Liverpool Street.
Okay. How's it taste?
Clagging up my throat a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, never mind your throat. What about your boobs, love? What's happening?
I'm busting out of my bra already.
Yeah, I thought that was what had happened. One bite.
I was expecting miracles.
Obviously, it doesn't work like that. Right, we're going to have you on every day, if that's all right, giving us updates, okay? Yeah. And now let's have a little bet in the studio as to what bra size we think Fran will end up. At the moment, she's a 32 double D. What do you think?
I think she'll stay a 32 double D.
Right. Laura.
What? That's not being offensive,
is it?
That's
supposed to make them bigger.
You have little faith.
I've had a look at Fran's boobs, and I think that with the help of the cookies, she'll go up to a 32E.
Right. 32E.
Yeah.
All right.
Just one size up.
Just one size up.
This will be good.
Okay. I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, I think you'll go up to one size.
Do you?
Then you're the expert, Catherine. Buy another bra,
then. Oh, I will.
I'm saying. I don't actually know. 40F.
40F? Is that she's going to be fat around the back then.
Seriously,
I'm sorry.
Don't even try and explain it to him. It's a waste of time.
I'm so sorry, Fran. I didn't.
I really hope I'm not going to be a 40.
I was just a stab in the dark. I really don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I'm talking about. Honestly, I really don't know anything about women's breast size
or
anything.
Like 32 around the back, please.
Right, okay. I wasn't saying that you're going to have
you've
a fat
just
back.
Kind of implied this. He's going to put on about 4 stone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll speak to you, Fran, soon. And thank you very much to Catherine for coming in as well and doing the measuring.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Radio 1's Live Lounge.